Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we welcome Lynn Bardwell, Native American Student Initiative Coordinator at Grand Valley State University and WGVU Shaping Narratives participant. Of course, joining the discussion, WGVU producer Mariano was supposed to be here. We're moving on to WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Always nice to drop Mariano's name. This weekly segment is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Good morning to you. I'll start with you, Steve Chappell, for a hello.
Hello. Good morning, Shelley Irwin. Good morning, Lynn Bardwell. And good morning to all of our valued WGVU Morning Show listeners.
Wonderful. Lynn Bardwell, Native American Student Initiative Coordinator, as I mentioned. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning, Minogajap.
Yes. Steve, would you give that brief interview, please?
Pleased to do so, and thanks for mentioning our colleague Mariana Avila, producer and co-creator of Shaping Narratives and a collaborator on several grants through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So we're sorry that Mariana couldn't join us, but very glad that Lynn could. As you alluded to, WGVU is proud and very pleased to be partnering with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation on a multi-year initiative. We're indebted to Kellogg not only for the much-needed funding, but just as importantly for their global strategic vision, trying to create equity for all people. Toward that goal, we are doing two things. We've hired an inclusion reporter that, quite frankly, is honing in and focusing on inequities in our community, trying to make our community more equitable for all residents. As well, we are building community capacity through our Shaping Narratives program, with working with leaders of color, including Lynn Bardwell, who are creating content with and for their community, then taking that content out into the community for change-based conversations. So toward that end, I know that Grand Valley is very blessed to have the expertise of Lynn Bardwell on staff, as well as the Native American community, and she's going to be talking about a virtual event happening next week.
Wonderful. And that is the question to you, Lynn. Would you speak about the purpose of the virtual event next week, please?
I sure will. It'll be an exciting event. It will be a conversation with two of our local tribal leaders here in Michigan who have firsthand knowledge of the impacts COVID has had on our communities. We'll be discussing the crisis from a governmental perspective, where casinos are the driver of both our economy and governmental functions. Our casino revenue supplies a large portion of the necessary resources to provide many of the services to those tribal citizens. Our tribal governments provide food and shelter assistance. They provide educational assistance and funding for that educational journey. They also provide a much-needed health resources to our citizens, where a great portion of that funding comes from our casino revenue. So it'll be an exciting, you know, conversation with two individuals, highly qualified individuals.
Great. Thank you, Lynn and Shelley. Lynn, I'd like to just for the benefit of our radio listeners, if anyone has not heard of the brand Shaping Narratives, that's just what it is. It's the brand name we've attached to our Shaping Narratives initiatives. Lynn is a Shaping Narratives participant. And very briefly, Shaping Narratives consisted of over 30 weeks of training in partnership with the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies at Grand Valley. And Lynn and the rest of our Shaping Narratives participants received expert train in three areas. Decolonization of the narrative is one module. A second module is media skills training. And then thirdly, teaching community organizing as a distribution strategy. So a fascinating initiative, and we're really blessed to have Lynn and the rest of our Shaping Narratives leaders of color to help bring issues to our community. And Lynn, can you go into a little bit more detail, within the context of the COVID-19 tragic pandemic that is facing everyone globally, and then coupled with, you know, the social unrest that this country is experiencing. In light of that, can you go into some detail about some of the specifics that our listeners can expect when they attend the event?
Yeah, so I'm bringing along with me on this conversation Brian Newland, who is the president of Bay Mills Indian Community, as well as Emily Proctor, who's an elected tribal counselor for the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Wadao Indians located in Harbor Springs. Both of these guests will speak from an inside perspective of the working of our sovereign nations, where listeners will be able to uncover the delicate relationship between economic development and governmental operations. They'll become a little bit more informed about how our tribal nations provide the most basic and necessary services to our citizens, and how that balance was thrown off due to the shutdown beginning in March. Both my guests have impressive resumes and have an extensive history working in and with Indian country, and they come with a wealth of knowledge and care to that conversation. And personally, I'm looking forward to the conversation myself. So it's not only for the listeners, but it's also for myself to learn a bit more about the severe impacts that COVID has had on our communities, both our health and our economics. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and I'm sure our listeners are aware that certain members of our community, and tragically and unacceptably, primarily communities of color, are experiencing many disproportionate impacts, as you pointed out, economically and first and foremost health-wise, that many Native American communities are disproportionately impacted by COVID. Will you be kind of honing in on some of the specific statistics and ways that that's being addressed, these disproportionate impacts?
Yeah, I think each tribal community across the nation has been impacted quite differently. Tribes here in Michigan, we live sporadically among our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, whereas some, reservations are land-based and live communally within themselves. That's not the case here in Michigan. It's also a good opportunity for our non-Indigenous Michiganders to, again, understand that delicate balance between our casino revenue and how we provide services to our tribal communities. There's been a lot of chatter on social media concerning the newest shutdown order by Governor Whitmer, where some of our casinos have decided to remain open. And that chatter is often based in ignorance, on how we operate. And I'd like to better inform our Michiganders of the realities that the impact of COVID has had on our communities regarding mostly how we fund our governments. We don't collect taxes like non-Indigenous governments. And so our ability to provide much-needed resources to overcome and compensate for those health disparities, our education disparities, is provided through that casino revenue. And I'd really like our citizens, our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, to really understand and sit with how we operate so that we have a more informed general public and that we can work together to care for all of our citizens in Michigan and not just our tribal citizens. So it'll be an interesting conversation.
Well, and thank goodness for a platform like the WGVU Morning Show that can bring facts and guests like you to help dispel stereotypes or misinformation. I mean, it's a matter of life or death now that we have accurate, factual information. So we're thankful to the Morning Show for doing that. And before I turn it back to the Morning Show host, Shelley Irwin, I just want to mention that if our listeners, to get them more facts about your event happening December 9th, all you have to do is go to the WGVU.org Shaping Narratives page. So just Google or key in WGVU.org/Shaping Narratives. That will take you right to a picture of Lynn Bardwell, who we're speaking with right now, and facts about the December 9th event that you may attend virtually at 2:30 p.m. on WGVU's YouTube channel, Facebook, or right on the website. So that's WGVU.org/Shaping Narratives.
Thank you for that. And yes, weekly we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity. This morning, of course, talking with Lynn Bardwell, Native American Student Initiative Coordinator at Grand Valley, and yes, WGVU Shaping Narratives participant, along with you, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Lynn, what is the most important tip or item for listeners to take away from this conversation? And we're all attending virtual events. Why yours?
I think, you know, working at Grand Valley, a lot of our students say that they're kind of, you know, zoomed out from all these virtual gatherings. But I think that's a really good opportunity to include a lot of speakers who aren't in our exact area to be in person. And it's really opened up the opportunity to learn from people who may not live near or by us. So I think it's a really great opportunity to expand our own personal knowledge when it comes to our tribal nations. You know, Michigan's home to, you know, 12 sovereign federally recognized tribes and 5 state recognized tribes. And so there's, you know, we're a small percentage of the population nationally and locally, but we have the highest disparities from health to education. And so I think the more we learn about these disparities, I think collectively we can start to solve these, you know, together in a more informed setting. So I appreciate the time and the opportunity Shaping Narratives has given me and my community over the last several years and making all the shows and the content. We've had a good time working together, and we love informing others about who we are in a contemporary setting. So miigwech to everyone who's allowed for that content to be produced.
Wonderful. Steve?
Yes, just want to say that we're very grateful to have Lynn Bardwell as a partner of Shaping Narratives, and I know the community in Grand Valley is as well. And I just want to remind all of our listeners, if you've missed any part of this interview with Lynn Bardwell of Grand Valley State University, you may visit the WGVU Radio News page a little bit later this afternoon. Again, that's WGVU Radio News. And just click on Mutually Inclusive. You can listen to this interview its entirety and one last time to learn more about the event hosted by Lynn Bardwell next on December 9th next week. Go to wgvu.org/shapingnarratives.
Full on it. Thank you both for this conversation. We'll speak again, and looking forward to next week. Lynn and Steve, take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.